Right on Russia's doorstep are the Baltic nations, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. All three former Soviet republics are now members of NATO. Residents there are nervous, given President-elect Trump's uncertain support for NATO members. And when three U.S. senators traveled to the Baltics recently to offer assurances of American protection, they didn't go on to visit Moscow.
We didn't go to Russia because Senator McCain has been banned from visiting the country by Vladimir Putin.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota. She traveled to the Baltics with Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham. She says the U.S. must make a firm commitment to protecting its allies in the region.
We should be celebrating and supporting these new democracies instead of, you know, making alliances with Vladimir Putin.
President-elect Trump has said pretty negative things about NATO, dismissing it as obsolete. What kind of assurances were you and the two Republican senators with you, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, were you able to give to the Baltic leaders that the U.S. will continue to support the Baltic states?
Well, Senator McCain has talked to the president-elect about NATO, and he feels like they will stand by NATO. On the other hand, we have the statements that the president-elect has made. These countries have seen this movie before. Estonia had the audacity to move a bronze statue of a Russian fighter from a town square to a cemetery. And the reaction of Russia, because they didn't like that, was to actually shut down their computer systems and hack into it. When Lithuania invited members of the parliament from Crimea, who are in exile in Kyiv, they invited them to Lithuania for a show of solidarity for the 25th anniversary of independence. And once again, they were hacked into and cyber attacked by Russia. So what we saw in America was not an isolated incident. It wasn't about one candidate or one political party or even one country. It's a modus operandi that Russia has used in the past and will use in the future unless we stand up for it.
Now, another person who Baltic states, I think, are a little concerned about is the nominee for Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. He's advocated for a lessening of sanctions on Russia. Did the Baltic leaders discuss him?
It did come up a few times, and we again told them that we were going to thoroughly examine his record. It's been Senator McCain and Senator Graham have made that very publicly clear that they're concerned about his connections to Russia. And in addition to getting that award of friend of Russia from Vladimir Putin, I think what you raised is the bigger issue, is the lessening of the sanctions at a time when we were on the front line in East Ukraine with the Ukrainian troops. They all wanted American troops there as security against the Russian aggression. And to find out that the Secretary of State might be someone that wants to see sanctions lightened or lessened or eliminated was really concerning to these countries.
Do you personally think that there should be kind of deal breaker issues when it comes to Tillerson's nomination? I mean, do you feel like there's certain things that are simply non-negotiable?
For me, any stance that would be in favor of lessening these sanctions or eliminating these sanctions when we're really there's been no action by Russia in terms of withdrawing from Crimea or eastern Ukraine, that would make you think there should be a lessening of those sanctions. So, yes, that would be a deal breaker for me. In addition to that, outside of the Russia issues, he still, as I understand it, maybe it's changed this week, but he hadn't gotten his tax returns in. And when you look back at the nominees that President Obama put for before they got confirmed and before they were hearings, they had at least their FBI background checks done as well as their ethics forms done. And last time I checked, only three or four of these nominees had that FBI background check done. Most of them didn't have their ethics forms in. We can't go forward with a nominee. You don't go forward with a nominee even for a U.S. attorney without an FBI background check.
What is it like for you personally to be a U.S. senator at a time like this when there's so many contradictory comments coming out of the president-elect's camp on various cherished democratic institutions? I mean, how does that make you feel?
My dad's a reformed alcoholic, so I decided to go with their saying, one day at a time, right? So I look at it one day at a time. And it is disturbing because you want to have consistency in governing, especially for someone like myself who's interested in some of the international issues and been really active on refugee issues. That's concerning because you want to have consistency with foreign leaders.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is a Democrat from Minnesota. She recently returned from a trip to the Baltics with Republican Senators John McCain of Arizona and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Thanks so much, Senator Klobuchar.
Thank you.